Thank you and good afternoon. Today, 7 Humble Bay firefighters, along with 2 CHP officers and ambulance personnel, responded to the scene of a bicycle crash on Highway 101. Initially thought to have been a vehicle versus pedestrian collision, it turns out that wasn't the case, as no vehicles were involved. Firefighters contacted a group of 14 bikers, 2 of which were the adult chaperones. The group was from out of the county and riding southbound on Highway 101 north of Tompkins Hill Road when 2 separate groups were formed and one of the chaperones realized a 13-year-old boy was missing from the group. The boy ended up colliding with a guardrail where he sustained his injuries and he was taken to the hospital for treatment. On Monday, a sheriff's deputy met with a California Highway Patrol officer on Highway 254 and contacted a 31-year-old woman who was the victim of sexual assault. Last Friday, the victim was waiting for a bus near Miranda when 34-year-old Leonard Lusk Jr. told the victim that the bus wouldn't arrive for a few hours and invited her to his home to wait. After spending several hours at the residence, the victim asked when the bus would arrive, and Lusk became violent, punching her repeatedly and threatened to kill her. Lusk held the victim captive for 3 days and sexually assaulted her repeatedly. On Monday, Lusk left the victim alone and she was able to escape through a bedroom window. She then contacted a driver on Highway 254 and they were en route to a hospital when they spotted a CHP officer who would notify sheriff's deputies. On Wednesday, a search warrant was served at Lusk's residence and he was arrested and booked into county jail for rape, amongst other violent charges. Earlier today, House Republican leaders pulled Congressman Jared Huffman's amendment to disallow any grave in any federal cemetery to be decorated with the Confederate flag. Huffman introduced 2 amendments Tuesday night to make progress towards taking down the Confederate flag, both of which were approved unanimously by the U.S. House of Representatives. Huffman was not pleased with the news as evidence of his Twitter page, but he released the following statement: "My amendments were intended to help us move in a direction of reconciliation, unity, and justice." He went on to say it's shameful that House leadership has decided to pull the entire Interior Appropriations Bill over this issue in order to prevent public debate and vote. The retraction of the bill comes on the same day South Carolina approved to remove the Confederate flag from its state capitol. Humboldt State University experienced a phone outage last night, and the cause of the outage came from a malfunction on the campus's main phone switch. HSU Telecommunications and Network Services spent the day repairing the phone lines. While most callers can now make calls on and off-campus phone lines, residents can't receive calls from off-campus. 911 lines have also been restored as well. Full phone service is expected to be restored by this evening, and the University Police Department's live scan service will be down until next Monday. Local residents attended a public ceremony in Trinidad this afternoon, as the title transfer of a 14-acre property, which was purchased by the Trinidad Coastal Land Trust, was made official. Green Diamond Resource Company sold the property along Little River near Moonstone Beach, property that will see the development of trails for public access. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Latino population is now the largest ethnic group in California. Dan Squire has more.
New census data released on Tuesday confirmed the projections that the Latino population in the state of California would overtake the white population as the largest ethnic group in the state. Latinos now number 14.99 million residents compared to the subtly ironic number of 14.92 million white residents, and it's expected that the difference will grow in the coming years. California is by far the most populous state in the union with more than 38 million people, a population larger than Canada or Australia. And if it were a country, California would rank as the 34th most populous nation in the world.
Thank you, Dan. North Coast Assemblyman Jim Wood saw his Marijuana Watershed Protection Act pass through the Senate Governance Committee with a unanimous decision on Monday. Wood brought a potted marijuana plant to the committee meeting that was discussing his bill, a bill that would introduce several measures aimed at protecting the environment, including water diversion, pesticide and rodenticide usage, and pollution. Citing that the average marijuana plant can be worth up to $2,000, Wood also proposed a $50 excise tax for each plant grown, and that money would be used for enforcement and mitigation efforts. Wood's bill will now head to the Senate Finance Committee for consideration. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.